Listen to article. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn. In the United States, the number one medication given to women over 45 is estrogen replacement therapy. Many women feel that they have limited options for relieving menopausal symptoms. The 2002 Women's Health Initiative study forced physicians to reconsider the routinely administered synthetic hormone replacement therapy, HRT, to alleviate menopausal symptoms such as mood swings, hot flashes, and sleep disorders. The robust study with its 160,000 participants documented the terrible side effects of the synthetic approach, resulting in an increased risk for breast cancer, +26%, heart attack, +29%, stroke, +41%, and for blood clots, +200%. Women who received conjugated equine, horse-derived, estrogen experienced an increased risk for uterine cancer by, +600%. A fake form of testosterone, called methyltestosterone, was developed in the 1940s for the male menopause market. Methyl was added to testosterone by a chemist to create a synthetic and toxic molecule that could be patented for maximized profit. However, methyltestosterone was taken off the market after its users were coming down with liver cancer. Bioidentical hormone therapy and natural plant-based extracts are generally safer and more effective than the synthetic HRT therapy. However, women at risk of hormone-dependent cancer should not begin hormone restoration therapy. Plant-based extracts have their own limitations, e.g. black cohosh can cause diarrhea and nausea and can increase the chance of a miscarriage, and glycitine or genistein should not be used if you have estrogen receptor-positive tumors. Now a new approach is promising to provide powerful relief in menopausal without the usual side effects, glutathione with EDTA. Since the launch of Tox Detox in early 2012, an unexpected, beneficial side effect was reported by menopausal women who took Tox Detox as part of their detoxification protocol. These women reported that even one or two Tox Detox 600 mg glutathione and 1,600 mg EDTA, rectal suppository relieved most, or all, of their menopausal symptoms. An interesting pattern emerged. While one box of Tox Detox greatly diminished or eliminated the symptoms, if taken as directed every second night, EDTA 2.0 didn't relieve the menopausal symptoms. We don't know yet why, but it seems that the combined, synergistic effects of glutathione and EDTA are needed to achieve the surprisingly strong effects, while ETDA alone is not effective. Menopausal symptoms are almost completely non-existent in indigenous cultures in more pristine environments such as the more rural areas of Africa, Asia, South America and Oceania. The hormonal imbalance in perimenopause is driven by the exhaustion of the adrenal glands as well as a lack of regular ovulation. When that occurs, a condition called estrogen dominance starts to take place. Symptoms of estrogen dominance, or lack of progesterone, include irritability, allergies, fatigue, depression, breast tenderness, terrible PMS, low sex drive, and even thyroid dysfunction. The leading causes of adrenal fatigue, the driving force behind hormonal imbalance, are chronic stress, toxic metals and chemicals, as well as infections, autoimmune diseases, and allergies. We stipulate that glutathione together with stop reabsorb, activated charcoal, play the key roles in reversing the symptoms of menopause due to their ability to eliminate the broadest range of toxins. It seems that glutathione can influence normal hormone production without the need to add extra hormones or hormone-like ingredients and products. Either glutathione itself has a hormone-boosting effect or some of the specific toxins that interfere with hormone production and maintenance are removed and eliminated. Detoxified organs can go back in time and function normally again, without the debilitating effects of accumulated toxins. Further research and clinical experience will help us clarifying the reasons why Tox Detox relieves menopausal symptoms. References: HRT Studies, Rossau 2002, Grady 2002, Hulley 2002, Azule 2004, Moskowitz 2006, Rogas 2010. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn.